لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: بادروا بالصدقة فإن البلاء لا يتخطأها، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, out of His kindness, has opened up many avenues and has provided man with various opportunities, you know, to reach Him. And amongst those avenues that Allah has created is the amazing avenue of charity. And Allah just put this thought into my heart, so I thought I'd share these advices with you. The hadith I quoted before you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, badiru bisadaqah, hasten in giving charity. Why? فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّأُهَا. No calamity, no tragedy will come after charity. So what did the Nabi of Allah say? Hasten in giving charity. No calamity, no tragedy will come after charity. And then the Nabi of Allah said, إِنَّ الصَّدَقَ تُدْفِئُ غَدَبَ الرَّبَّ وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوءِ. Giving charity cools the anger of Allah and safeguards a person from an unpleasant debt. You know, people speak about insurance and outsurance and cut off the middleman and lower premiums and whatever have you. Wallahi, there's no better way that you could insure yourself and your family than giving charity on the name of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You know, the hidden benefits that Allah has kept in that. In Surah Al-Qalam, in the 29 juz of Quran Al-Kareem, Allah makes mention of an amazing incident where there was an elderly man living on a farm with his sons. This elderly man had a wonderful practice. Whenever the time came to harvest the crops, he would take a third of the crops, he would sell it in the marketplace, a third for his family, and a third he would give in charity to the poor at no charge. So he continued with this practice. The old man passed away. The youngsters, the sons inherited the estate and the legacy. So they said that, you know what, from this point onwards, we need to do away with that practice. Whoever comes must pay the price like everyone else. So one of the brothers said that, no, no, let us not be so merciless. We don't know what was the hidden benefit in the charity that our father used to give. So they say, you want to remain behind, no problem. We will go early to harvest the crops before the poor people come. The Quran speaks about this, you know, beautiful incident that the brothers, they go early that morning, ready to harvest the crops. But Allah becomes so upset with them, you know, because the father had a noble habit. He used to take a third of the crops and give it in charity. Allah sent a divine storm. It reduced those gardens to ruins beyond recognition. When the brothers go early the next morning to harvest the crops, they look around them, and what did they say? It seems as though we came to somebody else's farm. That brother who warned them said, didn't I tell you that this, our father used to give this charity? We don't know what was the hidden benefits. We thought we will make more money, but the charity that was given on the name of Allah used to avert and divert calamities. Subhanallah. So this is an amazing avenue that Allah has given us. If you open Kanzul Umal, you know, there are two incidents that are recorded there, that there was a person in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam who had an evil habit that whenever a bird would lay an egg, Ibn Asakir has recorded this as well, that whenever a bird would lay an egg and a nestling would be born, this evil man would come and he would snatch the nestling in front of the mother. So فَشَّكَ ذَٰلِكَ الطَّيْرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مَا يَسْنَعُ الرَّجُلُ. These birds complain to Allah. Whenever we lay an egg and a nestling is born, this man comes and mercilessly snatches the little one in front of our eyes. Allah then inspires the birds that in huwa ad fasa'uhlikuhu. If this man ever repeats that action again, we will destroy him instantly. Subsequently, a few months later, the bird lays an egg, two nestlings were born. This man gets to know about it. فَلَمَّا كَانَ فِي طَرْفِ الْقَرْيَةِ. When he was in that particular locality, you know, he heard about this. لَقِيَهُ سَائِلْ. So he took his step ladder, and as he was walking towards this tree, one beggar came to him. He opened up whatever he had. فَأَعْطَاهُ رَغِيفَ مِنْ زَادِ. He took out a piece of bread and he gave it to that beggar. And he then continued. He climbs up the tree. He snatches the two nestlings in front of the mother. These birds complain to Allah that, Ya Allah, you had promised if this man ever repeats that action again, you will destroy him instantly. Allah then tells the birds, Awalam ta'alama, awalam ta'alama, don't you know, I will never harm nor punish any person that gives charity on a day. This in no way gives us that concession, that leeway, and that flexibility that we do wrong intentionally. And, you know, at the same time, but more than often, my brothers, you know, we do wrong in this world unintentionally. You know, perhaps you may utter something to those that are working, those that are under your care, to serve as an atonement for those things that are done in the course of the day. Normally what happens when a person does something wrong, a person makes tawbah, which is excellent, it is meritorious. But coupled with that, charity should become a common practice in our lives. In the same narration, it is written that there was this person in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. He had an evil habit that he used to annoy people. You know, like they say in English, you know, some people, you know, they bring positivity wherever they go. And on the other hand, some people bring about positivity whenever they go. I mean, you get two types of people. Some people, wherever they go, you know, people flock to them. You know, we see great scholars and ulama. And on the other hand, some people, you know, they bring about positivity and positive energy whenever they go. So this person was an evil man. People tell Isa alayhi salam, this man is evil, why don't you curse him? So he said, Yamutu ha'ula ilyawm insha'Allah. By the will of Allah, this man, tomorrow he'll be gone. So the next day, they come to Isa alayhi salam, and they say, you curse that man, but he's still walking around. Perhaps your curse fell on someone else. Isa alayhi salam said, call the man. As he comes before Isa alayhi salam, he was holding something in his hand. What was it? A bundle of wood. He said, Hulla hatabak. Open the bundle of wood. As he opens it, فَإِذَا فِيهَا حَيَّةٌ سَوْدَاءٌ. There was a venomous serpent inside. Isa alayhi salam said, on my command, the serpent was ordered to poison you. But it's something that you had done in your life that has averted the curse of the Nabi of Allah from you. He says, I've done absolutely nothing. He said, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا عَمِلْتْ. Think carefully, what have you done? He said, yes, yes. Yesterday I was walking on the road. A beggar came to me. I took out one dirham and I gave it to the beggar. Isa alayhi salam said, because of that one dirham, you have averted the curse of the Nabi of Allah from you. You have removed the curse of the Nabi of Allah. So we don't know what are the hidden benefits. In fact, in the riwayat of Muslim, Nabi alayhi salam said, Lamma khalaqallahu al-ard ja'alat tamid. When Allah created the earth started shaking and moving around. Allah had to bring about that stability. So what Allah did, Allah placed mountains on the earth. You know, the Quran has much to do with science and astronomy. I mean, if you swim in the ocean of Quran, the Quran is amazing. We spoke about this last night. Allah placed mountains onto the earth to give it stability. When the angels had seen the huge mountains, they asked Allah that, have you created, هَلْ فِي خَلْقِكَ شَيْءٌ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ. Have you created anything stronger than the mountains? Allah said, yes, I have created al-hadid. I've created steel. وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ. I've created steel and iron. The angels then asked Allah, have you created anything stronger than iron? Allah said, yes, I've created an-nar. I've created fire which can melt steel. The angels then asked Allah, have you created anything stronger than fire? Allah said, al-ma. I've created water which can extinguish fire. Oh Allah, have you created, the angels are enjoying this dialogue with Allah. Have you created anything stronger than water? Allah said, yes, I have created arri. I've created the winds which can change the direction of water. The angels then asked Allah, is there anything stronger than the winds also? Allah said, yes, when the son of Adam, yatasaddaq biyamini fayukhfiha min shimali. When the son of Adam gives charity with his right hand, that his left hand does not know about it. This is greater than everything that I have created. Wallahi, you know, we need to make so much of shukr. Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, you know, he was the sage of the age. You know, one day somebody comes to him, a beggar. So he told one of his disciples, one of his murids, that give this man 200 rupees. So he says that, Hazrat, you know, normally when beggars come, we give them 10, 20. You're saying 200? He said, give him 200 rupees, making shukr to the Almighty Allah that I am not a beggar. You know, Hassan bin Abi Sinan, In fact, Faqih Ibn Samarqand has recorded this, that one day there is a woman who was beautiful, and she knocks on his door, and she said, I'm begging. So he calls his servant, and he said, أَعْطِهَا أَرْبَعِ مِئَةِ دَرَاهِمْ, that give her 400 dirhams. So the servant looks at Hassan bin Abi Sinan. He said, perhaps you have some sinister motive. Brothers, you know, and I know, a beautiful woman knocks on the door, and she starts speaking about charity. I mean, we'll talk of some other charity other than charity of money. So he says, perhaps you have some sinister motive, hidden agenda. You know, she's an ordinary, simple woman. Why 400 dirhams? He says, you don't understand what I'm saying. He said, نَظَّرْتُ إِلَىٰ جَمَالِهَا. I looked at the beauty of this woman. I said, it does not happen out of desperation that this woman goes and sells herself to the neighbor next door. She's vulnerable. She's bound to sell her izzat and her honor. I thought, let me give her 400 dirhams. She can live a life with dignity, and she can live a life of independence. This was our pious predecessors. This is how they used to think, my brothers. So what did Faqih Ibn Samarqandi write? He says that Allah has kept various benefits, and we don't realize it, my brothers. You know, sometimes a person meets up in an accident, and you see the car is a write-off. The man comes out with a few scratches, and you begin to wonder what happened. It's the barak of some charity that you had given. It is dua and charity that has the potential of altering and changing a person's taqdeer. What does Allah Ta'ala say? Ya ibadi, a'taytukum fadlan wa sa'altukum qardhan. فَمَنْ أَعْطَانِي شَيْئًا مِمَّا أَعْطَيْتُ أَجَّلْتُ لَهُ الْعَاجِلُ وَأَجَّلْتُ لَهُ الْخَلَفَ فِي الْآجِلُ. Allah says, O my bondsmen, O my servants, I have given you surplus extra wealth. Occasionally, I will ask you to spend on my name. That person who will give from that which I have given him, Allah says, I will multiply what I have given you. That person will spend from that which I have given him. Allah says, I will multiply what I have given you. Now, when we think about charity, you know, we think it is only about giving money. But Nabi alayhi salam, one sahabi asked the Nabi of Allah, that tell us, O Nabi of Allah, if we feed animals, will we be rewarded? Nabi alayhi salam said, satisfy the hunger of any creature and Jannat is yours. Wallahi, my brothers, you know, these are simple things, but it takes a person a long way in life. Wallahi, the hidden benefits that you see in this, you know, at times I always say there is a weakness in the ummah, that you and I have become, selfish human beings. We need to become selfless human beings, live to serve humanity. You know, somebody is going through some challenge, some difficulty, someone in the locality, someone in the family, to come to the aid and the rescue of that man. What did my Nabi say? I will prefer walking and satisfying the needs of people than to sit for 1 month in Masjid al-Nabawi for i'tikaf. You know, when we study the lives of the pious predecessors, just to share with you two incidents that I will wrap up. In fact, there's so much to say. You know, Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of the Nabi of Allah, one day he's walking in, he's walking in the streets. And he comes to a garden and he sees there is a beggar sitting on the floor. And next to him is a dog. So this beggar is holding a slice of bread in his hand. He breaks the slice in two. He gives half to the dog, and he eats the other half. You know, we will say that's an animal, that's a dog. So Hassan radiallahu anhu was moved. I mean, this is the quality of insaniyat, what the ulama speak about. So he looked at this beggar. He said, you were hungry. What motivated you? What inspired you to take that slight part of this bread and give it to the dog? What did he say? Istahad aynaya min aynayhi an ughabinahu. He says, I had literally seen hunger in the eyes of this dog. I could not, for the sake of me, eat this bread alone, knowing that there is a creation of Allah, although it is a dog that goes hungry. Hassan radiallahu was moved. He asked the servant, the slave, tell me, who is your master? He said, Abban bin Usman. Who does this garden belong to? It belongs to my master. He goes and he looks for this person, Abban bin Usman. And he says, tell me, is that your slave? Yes. Does the garden belong to you? Of course. How much do you want for both the slave and the garden? He wants an exorbitant price. He said, Subhanallah. You know, I give you the money. Deal done. He gives him the money and he comes back to the slave and he says, you know what? On one, I noticed that the act of nobility that you had carried out, I was so impressed. I purchased you from your master. I liberate you. I bought this garden from your master. I give it to you as a gift. So we don't realize when we do good to others, you know, do good to a creation of Allah, it would benefit you in some way or the other. So Faqih Ibn Samarqandi says that there are various benefits. He says, number one, in charity, Allah will give you barakah in your wealth. And this is something which is lacking in our lives today. You know, there's no barakah in our lives. Allah will give you barakah in your wealth. Allah will give you barakah in your health. Allah will, Nabi Alayhi Salaam said, Dahu mardakum bis sadaqa. Someone is sick, give charity on the name of the sick person. Number four, what did he say? Idkhalu surur ala al-masakeen. It brings joy to that poor man. It brings joy to that poor man. Nabi alayhi salam says, a man is begging, wa in ja'ala faras. You know, we need to see, give it to the rightful recipients. But even if you give it to that man and he's not a rightful recipient, you know, he will get the sin, you will get the reward of giving. You will get the reward of giving. It brings joy to the poor people. Today, Allah forbid, that poor man is indebted. You know, you do good to someone and then he doesn't hear the end of it. I did this for you, I did that for you. Do good and leave it to the Almighty Allah. You know, leave the reward for akhirah. Idkhalu sururi ala al-masakeen. Nabi alayhi salam said, like in this world, people, you know, are owners and bosses or whatever have you. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give a kingdom to that poor man. Allah will tell him, unzuru, walk around. If you can find anyone who had given you something to eat, somebody who had given you a few sips to drink, and, you know, take that person and walk him into Jannah. So really, my brothers, you know, this is, you know, an amazing avenue that Allah has given us by virtue of which we could gain the proximity of the Almighty Allah. You know, when we study the lives of the pious predecessors, this was a noble trait in their lives, you know, to give charity on the name of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Wallahi, the more you give, the more you get. And these are, you know, let us just end on this. They say one day this alim, you know, he walked into the masjid and, you know, addressing the congregants. He said, my brothers, today I have two messages for you. I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is we now have sufficient funds to complete the masjid project. That's the good news. Now comes the bad news. The bad news is the money is still in your pockets. So I say, my brother, we have good news and we have bad news. So the good news is we know all these recipes, we've heard this before. But the bad news is the implementation of the knowledge that we have. So we know this. So let us make it a habit, inshallah, on a daily basis. Take out something and give it in charity. So like I mentioned early on, it's not only about giving money. Nabi alayhi salam said that lessen the burden of those that are working for you. You know, those that are working, month of Ramadan is coming. You know, let them go a little early. On the day of Jumu'ah, you know, let them go a little early for the Jumu'ah Salah. And Nabi alayhi salam said, you lessen the burden of those that are working for you, Allah will give you the reward as though you had given perpetual charity. Allah will give you the reward as though you had given perpetual charity. So we make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we could channel our wealth in such avenues that earns the pleasure of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Jazakallahu khairan, especially to the Aimmah and to the committee of this masjid, you know, for allowing us to share a few words, inshallah. Inshallah, if Allah grants us life, we will meet again. If not, inshallah, we will meet on the day of Qiyamah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum.